This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez. Coming up September 12th, VentureWire's Healthcare Innovations Conference. On the line is Tom Salemi, editor of the Venture Capital Analyst, the healthcare newsletter, as well as VentureWire Life Science, both of them published by Dow Jones. And so let's start off, Tom, with what's happening in the world of healthcare. It seems like it was only a few years ago that Dow Jones launched a section devoted to healthcare. I think that actually caught some people by surprise that healthcare was going to get its own section. What about chips? What about computers? You know, that sort of thing. It was right during the height of the dot-com boom. I'm wondering what happened that healthcare became important enough as a vertical, as it were, to cover it from a general press point of view?
Well, I think healthcare has always been important and was important even during the dot-com boom, although it was kind of hard to remember that with all that was going on. But it does account for 15 to 20% of the nation's economy, and it seems to be growing with each year. And as the general population grows older and the baby boomers start reaching retirement age, it's going to become even more important. So it was probably a nice contrarian move to do that at the time. And it seems to pay it off. I mean, over the past 5 years, while things did bust on the tech side, healthcare has been, and biotech in particular, has been recognized as a real growth industry and one that's producing a lot of exciting technologies, both on the drug side, but also on the medical device side. And even now, we're beginning to see some real advances on the technology side of the use of information technology in hospitals and in doctors' offices. There's a long way to go in that area, but we're starting to see some progress there as well.
When you look at the business of healthcare, the things that we normally think about are hospitals and the care itself, doctors and nurses' salaries and that sort of thing. And it comes up quite a bit in the news. Then there's also the pharmaceutical industry and its impact on the country. But then right behind that, we're also thinking about future technology and biotech and what may come next. Would you say this could be kind of a paradigm for how we're thinking about healthcare right now?
I'd say so. I think that this is that we're clearly seeing a shift in how healthcare is delivered, both in the types of drugs you take or the types of therapies you get. There's efforts to replace treatments that are currently require a lifetime of drugs with a simple surgical procedure that could make it a quick stop, quick fix kind of situation that would save you a lifetime of prescription drugs and the costs associated with that. We're seeing efforts to move healthcare delivery outside of the hospitals into either designated surgical centers that are very tightly focused on a particular disease or a particular part of the body, and the idea being that if you can get those procedures out of an expensive hospital setting, you'll save a great deal of money. And, of course, we're now even beginning to see healthcare clinics popping up in retail stores in an effort to get people to, A, take care of themselves, but to do it hopefully in a way and in a setting that is more accessible and it's hoped less expensive. So all these shifts are going on to sort of wean people off the more expensive ways of staying healthy and of getting their health care. So it's an exciting time.
But let me ask you this question about the conference coming up. What do you think the buzz of this conference is going to be? What kind of issues, controversies or technologies, companies of note, what do you think is going to be the most important idea coming away from this conference?
Well, since it's a venture conference, I think it's going to the principal focus, and I think the question a lot of people are asking themselves is how can we start these companies that make new drugs? How can we give them the money they need to test and develop these drugs and make sure they're both effective and safe? And how can we do all of this without the support that we're accustomed to getting from the public markets? Public investors are risk averse these days. They only want to bet on as sure a thing as possible, and that's not always the case. It's not, unfortunately, usually the case with biotech. There's a great deal of risk with these drugs. So VCs are becoming quite clever in ways of finding companies that have mature products that that need their help and their assistance, and can offer them a place to put their money with less risk. They're in some cases, even these VCs are investing in their companies after they've gone public because they want to see these products through, and they want to make sure these products get to the market. So I think the principal question that people will be asking is, how can we do what we used to do, but do it, going back to your point about cost, but do it more efficiently? Should we be off doing more things abroad? Should we do more testing in India and China and Eastern Europe? Should we be looking somewhere else for products, perhaps China and India for new technologies? So there's a lot of introspection going on in the healthcare VC community. They're trying to figure out what the magic formula is for keeping their costs down and yet getting the returns they need to get for their own investors.
But when I look at the topics at the conference, though, I have to say that there aren't a lot of arcane or obscure subjects there. It seems like these are things that everybody wants to know about that could be on the cover of, you know, Time or Newsweek next week. Cancer, stem cells.
Sure.
That's one of the tracks that will be discussed. IT and services, RNA, biotech in the future. Who doesn't want to know about that? Consumer healthcare, regenerative medicine. There's some stuff that's on the cutting edge. And then cardiovascular healthcare. It seems like subjects like these pretty much align with just popular stories of the day about healthcare and what people are very interested in, not just the venture capital community.
I think that's a good point, and I think to also to that point, I think there's a general blurring of the line between healthcare and technology, not only in the hospital side, but in it's these technology companies like your IBMs that are going to help these venture capitalists get their costs down. It's these technology companies like several startups being funded by traditional technology investors, being these startups being created to service the pharma industry. So we're going to see, I think, a real convergence of IT and healthcare and life sciences over the next 5 to 10 years. I don't see any reason why it's going to slow down, because healthcare and pharmaceuticals are industries that need innovation and need cost savings, and technologies companies and technology VCs certainly know how to do that.
Well, to tickle that interest in what might happen in the future, what might be one track or one area in the conference that someone like Alvin Toffler might be immediately attracted to?
I think there's going to be some ideas scattered about. Where I've got a discussion with Stephen Ostley of Medtronic. He's leading that group's effort to figure out how medical device giant can become more involved in the biotech industry, because devices and biotech drugs are also sort of converging. And so I think how this industry giant is approaching this bold new strategy will be interesting to a lot of people. I think on the healthcare IT side, we'll have a panel with investors and CEOs and hospital executives to really try to have a candid discussion about what it's going to take to move hospitals away from those systems that you spoke of earlier to really bring them into the 21st century. And there's some hospitals out there that are doing that, and we'll hope to have their lead folks explain how they've done that. And also, I think the consumer healthcare panel, I spoke before about retail health clinics, but a representative from one of those companies will be on the panel. But we're also going to have some an investor in e-health companies, which was something that we saw back in the late 90s and 2000, where the idea being that the Internet is such a powerful tool, it should be used in taming healthcare and taming its costs. That didn't work out so well the first time, because I don't think people who were starting those companies really understood the healthcare industry, and I also think the internet model needed some maturing before it worked. But we're seeing some companies out there now that they may be sort of rebooted startups from the past, or they may be entirely new efforts, and they're helping they're putting healthcare content on the internet, and they're making money doing it. They're helping people get information about their diseases, about ways of staying healthy. They're helping physicians keep track of prescriptions. So there's a lot for everyone, I think, at the conference. And I think in the future, we're just going to continue to see a melding of these two very different sectors.
What about new technologies? Is there anything that you expect at the conference that just might blow people away in terms of seeing something for the first time?
Well, I'm really fascinated by the regenerative medicine panel. I think there's a company on there, Tengion, that is developing a way of growing new bladders for transplant. And there's a terrible shortage of organs of donated organs in this country, and a lot of people are dying unnecessarily. And if you could create a company that could take a piece of your hair or another cell sample and grow you a new kidney or grow you a new liver or grow you a new bladder or whatever, I think that's fantastic. And it's almost out of this world to think that that's possible. But there are companies out there that are doing that. And this one in particular will be at our conference and will be on a panel discussing how they're going about it. And we'll have some other companies on there as well that are pursuing similar ideas.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for this opportunity to find out more about the Healthcare Innovations Conference coming up September 12th and 13th.
It's been my pleasure, Jason. Thanks.
Tom Salemi is the editor of the Venture Capital Analyst Healthcare Newsletter, as well as Venture Wire Life Science, both published by Dow Jones. And the conference, again, is Healthcare Innovations. It's at the Hotel Sofitel in Redwood City. It's Tuesday and Wednesday, September 12th and September 13th. And you can find out more about healthcare innovations by going to the web at healthcare.dowjones.com. And that's without the www before that. This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez.